The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and this is about you've got to give it to get it.
So let me give you a moment of information. Shia and I finish each other's sentences. If you're new to the show, we like to warn you.
Yeah.
And we're not going anywhere today. Is that okay?
We're just going to be here.
Huh. I sense a theme, being here.
Right, right. We're just going to be here today.
So welcome to the show.
Yeah. So what do we mean when we say you've got to give it? To get it.
You know, as we were looking at the show today, we realized a lot of people are looking for passion in their lives. They're looking to feel like they make a difference. But if you want that, it's really about passion is not something outside's going to stimulate it or produce it. It's really about you. And generating it from the outside and giving of yourself and connecting with your environment on purpose. So today's show, we're going to be looking at giving of yourself in order to get whatever not even to get anything. You can't give of yourself actually in truth to get something because then it's not giving, it's taking. Interesting. Let's talk about listening, shall we?
Yeah.
We'll go back more to the theme in a moment. Listening will pull you into the moment. And by the way, you will get it, as in get instantaneous transformation. Your life instantaneously transforms the moment you get here.
Here and now, in this moment of your life. But you see, most of us are trying to get somewhere else that we think is better than here and now. So we're never really in the current moment of our lives. We're in our thoughts about the current moment. So we're going to see if we can't trick you.
Fair warning.
We're going to trick you into the current moment. And what we'll do that is listening.
Ready? Listen to this. They already did it. I tricked them here. Really, all you have to do is listen to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective and really hear it, not to think about it, not to see if you agree with it. And I know a lot of you who listen to this show and have listened for years, and many of you actually listen on the way to work or listen at night before you go to bed. We talk about listening every show, so I'm sure you've heard us talking about listening, but it's new if you're here for it. Your life is new when you're here for it.
But if you're listening to the story of your life, the conversation that you're used to listening to, the one that says, I, that one, then you're not here. You know, we think that we are the conversation we listen to. We think we're our voice in our head. And that's not us. That's just a soundtrack that runs along with the movie of our lives. And if you are here, that voice loses its power over your life. I know it's a little confusing. You know, in the Enlightenment game, the doors to enlightenment, the doors to the Temple of Enlightenment are guarded by two lions. One is confusion, and the other one is paradox. And we don't intentionally mean to be confusing or paradoxical, but when you talk about transformation, enlightenment, nirvana, you're basically talking outside what the mind can understand, so you cause confusion, or the mind is confused when it tries to fit what it doesn't know into what it does know.
Hence my earlier statement, you've got to give it to get it, but you cannot give it in order to get it, because then you're not giving at all. You're taking.
Right.
That's with you. If you're giving in order to get something back, your attention is still on yourself. And it's really about taking the attention off yourself.
Well, that's not really giving. That's manipulating.
Correct.
To get attention,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people are lost doing, manipulating to get attention as though something is going to make them better that they don't have in the current moment.
It's also,
and the one about paradoxes,
mm-hmm.
because I dropped that out,
yeah.
and I don't want them lost thinking about what paradox is, it's that two things that are seemingly conflicting can both be true, like water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. If you're out in the middle of the ocean, there's water everywhere, but you don't drink that stuff. It will not work for you.
We have a caller. Let's take her.
Yes.
Tanya, are you with us?
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Oxford, England.
Oxford, England.
I love your accent.
Thank you.
Okay, it's me who has an accent to you, but
well, we
I
love,
like hearing your
we
voice.
We love your accent.
It's really great to hear your voices, too, actually.
Oh, thank
Excellent.
You. What can we do for you?
I have a question. I actually really liked what you just said, that you can't give it in order to get it. Because I've felt that I've been struggling with listening, and what I suddenly saw when you said that is that I have been, the particular instance is when I talk, my husband's in New York and we talk on Skype.
Right.
I've been feeling that he's not listening to me. And so I think, I'm not listening. So therefore, he's not listening. But when you said that about you can't give it to get it, I thought, gosh, I'm sort of trying to listen to him in order for that he will listen to me.
Right. You cannot listen to your husband in a conversation via Skype in order to get him to listen to you. You're right. That's not actually listening. That's you forwarding an agenda you have.
Well, you can't actually be listening to him if you're listening to him to produce an outcome.
Yeah.
See, listening isn't outcome-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Listening is now oriented. It's not about getting somewhere. It's to hear what the other person is saying,
mm-hmm.
not to forward an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, the listening as you're describing it, it's as if you're standing on a layer of judgment that's been hidden for you. The judgment is he's doing it wrong. He's not listening to me enough. He's
mm-hmm.
And when Shia stopped judging me, my ability to be here, be present, be focused, listen dramatically improved. What we don't realize is our judgments drive people away in reality and in their thoughts.
Right. Yeah.
And really, though, Tanya, it starts with your own self-judgment, your judgments of your husband. You're only actually applying how you talk to yourself.
In your thoughts.
Right.
I'm
Are you on Skype? It's an odd...
Is it? Sorry. Yes, I am on Skype.
Yeah, sometimes that's an odd connection. Which
makes it odd to listen.
Which actually might be part of it. I find that unbeknownst to you, your sound quality breaks up here. So there's a little bit of a disruption and a delay, and I'm not aggravated with you, or I don't have a marital contract, relationship, or any, you know, historical conflict with you. But I think that that could also spur a person who might be a bit unsettled to be more unsettled.
Yeah.
You know, so you assume when you speak, he's hearing what you say. He may be hearing what you say, plus the echo, plus the interference, plus the gap.
Yeah, and I've had to, so far on this call, really be attentive to try to understand what you're saying because of the breakup and the distortion.
And interestingly enough, Shia has mouthed to me, what did she say, a couple times, or translate. So I wonder if when you speak, your words translate better for women than for men.
Yeah. I had that.
Really, sometimes we've been enculturated to communicate better or to have our words go across time and space and land and communicate better to one gender or the other.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I find a very, very interesting phenomena.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I've never thought about that.
Now, was there a question that I missed?
My initial question was that when I'm feeling that I'm not being listened to, is it because I'm not listening? That was sort of my
maybe not me still. I'll say again because I think we're both talking at the same time. I said maybe and maybe not. See, most people have not been trained to listen. I say the vast majority when I say most. In fact, you could say everybody because it is such a large preponderance of people have not trained themselves to hear what another person is saying from that person's point of view. Most of us are trying to get what we want, so we don't really listen to what other people say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is sometimes you can be talking without getting, in this case, your husband's attention. Sometimes you can be talking, wandering around, trying to find your point rather than... Mm-hmm. expressing your point, which will lose somebody. We were speaking to somebody at a Monday Night Alive in December about it, that she spoke shorthand about her life and her day. Mm-hmm. She said, hi, my name is Susie. I'm making up a name. I support teachers. And what she really meant was, my job is as a mentor teacher where I go into the classroom, evaluate what they do, and I help them be better teachers. When she said, I support teachers, I thought, well, I support teachers. You know, who here supports teachers? Her shorthand made sense to her, but it didn't translate to the people she's speaking with. That can lose your husband. But when you want something from him that he may not want for himself, he's going to feel that pressure. That will lose him as well.
Did we mention the three principles?
We have not.
Well, it's anything you resist persists and grows stronger. And so if you're resisting the way your husband listens to you, he will... persist in listening that way, and it will get stronger, listening or not listening. And
the quality of your communication can only be exactly as it is in any given moment.
And that includes the quality of his listening in that moment. But the third principle is if you allow it to be the way it is without judging it, without trying to fix or change it or him, then it will complete itself in that moment.
Without judging it, without trying to fix or change him or yourself, it will complete in that moment. I figured I'd underline it so you heard it from two genders.
No, I can see that in just in the, sometimes the quality of our conversation can be great because, you know, we might be, I guess my attention has gone off. I've stopped thinking about it at the same time. Because I think I do, like you were saying, I do sort of second guess myself when we're talking quite often, particularly when it's about maybe subjects where we've had arguments about in the past or something like that. I think that I'm sort of thinking about what I the way to say things.
I definitely have something to say about that, but we have to go to a break here pretty shortly. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent. Let's just do that because we're going to launch into a whole other conversation here. So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. You have got to give it to get it. By the way, want to let you guys know that in February we will be back for our first Monday Night Alive after our Costa Rican adventures on February 11th for a special Valentine's Week event. We'll be celebrating our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven. And that's on Monday the 11th. And on the 12th, we'll be doing the international call. So all those of you like Tanya in Oxford, you can join us for the international call if you so choose. You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. When you were talking about how you have your attention on yourself and you're not really listening to your husband, I remember when we used to have conversations with Shia's ex-wife. Shia would, or I would, or we would, and she had certain agendas that she wanted. There were things that she wanted, and she wanted things her way. And so she'd say, well,
don't you think it would
be
better
if, and then she'd say whatever her idea was.
And if I said no.
No, I don't really think that's the direction to move in, she'd say, but what about if, and she'd say the same thing couched in different terms to have the same outcome.
Because she had an agenda that she wanted, and she was going to work to get it, no matter what the answer was.
And I know, Tanya, you have a rather, quiet, pleasant voice, but you are like a fist of steel in a velvet glove. Particularly when it comes
to what
you want, and it comes to your daughter's welfare, and you have very specific ideas of how it should work and what's fair and what he should do, what his part is, how often you should see each other. And I'm not actually saying that any of your ideas are inaccurate, but there's a real cost to being right, even if you're accurate. Because if you get stubborn, you pick the stubborn guy, and he is equally easy to be stubborn.
Yeah, that's very true.
I have one last thing to say, and then we need to take the next caller, and that is, Shia and I have a client over in Asia who frequently calls in for individual sessions with us. And it's really interesting how we can tell how she is by our level of distraction.
Well, I've noticed that on this call so far, I've had very little to say to you. And I would say it has something to do with your relationship to men. And so it might be difficult for your husband to deal with you just because of how you relate, unbeknownst to you.
So I get interested in other areas of your life, not just with your husband, but how you're relating to your environment, how you're relating to men around you, whether or not you're distracted doing lots of different things rather than being with the people in front of you, in particular men. And it will support you in having health in your relationship. You need to give your attention fully
in order to get attention back, and you cannot give it to get it.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Really?
Yes. Thank you.
I think it's going to be a fun assignment if you play a full tilt.
And if you don't make yourself wrong for what you discover.
Right. Right.
Now, this is about self-discovery without self-retribution.
Yeah.
Really, with our Asian client, we'd have to wrestle ourselves away from wanting to do emails or projects while being on with her. They were very short calls, 15 minutes, half hour. The most recent call went by in almost an hour, and we were all so riveted on each other, we could tell that when she called in, she was already in the seat of well-being because how she was being was compelling. And that's a possibility for you. So thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Should we take our next caller?
Yes. Sandy, are you there?
Hello, this is Sandy from Munich in Germany.
Hey. Hi, Sandy from Munich in Germany.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm enjoying this show. I was really fascinated by the things I just heard you speak with Tanya about. Really wonderful.
Excellent.
Thanks.
And so I have first of all, before I have a question, I would like to say thank you because a while back I had a question in the Premium Excellence Club Q&A.
Uh-huh.
That you have for members that sign up. They get every month, every Sunday, they get a video mini session, and you have a Q&A and an article
every
of the
week.
Month, things like that.
Right. You get the videos every week. You get a monthly article and people writing questions each month that we answer. So you ask us a question, and then what happens?
Yes. And it was really wonderful. It was, well, it's also something like you have to give to get. I asked a question, and it was about jealousy, and that's something that I was very, I held back. I held that for myself. I didn't want to, you know, give prey that I'm a jealous person. And, but the answer that I got was so simple, but so profound. It made such a big difference in the way I see things that happen. Like
so
when I get jealous.
What did we say?
Well, yeah, it's been a while. That usually it's just a way of avoiding what needs to be done. So it's a drama that I create. And so I could, every time this feeling came up, I could look around and say, okay, there must be something. Let's see, what is it? And,
excellent.
And that was really, that's amazing, and thank you for that. I just wanted to use this opportunity for that.
So have you found that to be true, that when that feeling overcomes you, when you've looked around in your environment, that there's either an aggravator or something that needs to be completed that maybe you don't know how to do, or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The intensive stage where I'd written this was where I just started working on a film as a film editor,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first week, and it was, it's, you know, the beginning of every project is always, it's just a blank sheet of paper, basically. It's like for a writer when they start, and they have to be creative, and you have to figure out what these figures are, and you know, the characters, and what the story is, and it's confronting. And sometimes it's just easier to have your own little drama.
To have your own drama rather than create one on the screen.
Well, it's not really easier. It's just more mean to avoid looking at what's next.
Yeah, and it's more familiar. It's something that I have practice at.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting, as we were looking at what we wanted to talk about during the show today, when we were talking about giving, sometimes people do get stuck in little dramas or big dramas in their life, and you just gave people back a real clue, because not everybody who listens to the show is yet a member of our subscription series, the Premium Excellence Club, although I highly recommend it because it's such a great way to keep you centered. And you also get to see how brilliant the different people in the community are, because every single person we work with is just stunningly brilliant. And it's just wonderful to watch them transform.
They may not think they're brilliant, though. See, because I can hear people out there saying, well, if they're all brilliant people, I don't fit.
Well, let me circle back around to that earlier point, and then we'll go to the thing I just hooked. Thank you, Shia. That we wanted to talk about how completing things in your environment can really have your life transform, really get you into your sense of passion, since we were talking about passion at the top of the show. But yes, your story, when your attention's on yourself, your story limits you, So we have a question for all of for you, Sandy, and for before you ask us a question, and for all the listeners. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yep.
Do you know that you are a leader?
It's like, really?
No, your attention just went on yourself.
Yes, I do, but it's hard to, you know, it's like I don't want to say this. I know because I can see it, but then just to say I know I'm a leader is kind of how, you know, I'm not raised that way to behave that way.
You mean to say, to be that arrogant?
Yeah. What does she think she is?
A.K.A. also known as honest. You know, it doesn't matter how many film awards you get, how many times you support people, because I know that one of the hubs that we have for the international calls happens in Munich at your home, and we often hear from people about how they can come to one of the international calls in your home and what's happened for their lives out of being there and you're hosting them. It doesn't matter how many times people can tell you that. When your attention is on you, you don't know you're a leader. But when you look out into the world, you see the impact that you have on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good thing to remember, too. I tend to forget that.
We all tend
purposefully.
To forget that.
You mostly forget it when you get lost in your story.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking out at life through the story of your life rather than looking out and seeing what's actually happening around you.
And, by the way, that's what friends are good for. They remind you who you are rather than the story of your life. But you had a question. I interceded.
Okay. When I read the topic of the show, I was, you know, you have to give to get. I was thinking of everything that I get. I have a very loving boyfriend and two daughters, and they're very giving. They're so, I have a shop, and my boyfriend supports me there, like, all he can, and I sometimes think I don't give enough back. So my brain started circling around this since I read the topic, and I'm thinking, do I have to balance? Should I balance this in any way, or is there any way I can? Because I can't give as much back to him.
Well, I'll tell you one way to balance it: say thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
I do that.
He's when he gives you a gift,
and you receive it
without resisting receiving it, then it's truly a gift, and there's nothing to give back because a gift is given without the intent to get something back. If you give a gift with the intent to get something back, you're not actually giving a gift. You're actually taking or manipulating to get what you think you want.
Here, try this. Shia.
Yes, dear.
I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, ready? Here again. Shia, I love you.
I love you, too.
Ew.
Ew.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, lots of times people
say, same words.
People say, I love you, because they want you to tell them that they're loved.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just giving you the gift of letting you know that they love you.
One is a manipulation and one is giving.
The first was giving.
Right.
Second was a manipulation.
Correct. Just in case you missed it. But I think it was a little hard to miss. It was really interesting.
It wouldn't be hard to miss if you did it all the time.
That's true.
I mean, it would be hard to miss if you don't do it all the time. But if you manipulate, then
you might not have heard the difference. You'll have to go back and replay the show and listen.
Right.
Yeah. Ms. Sandy, I have another question for you.
I'm ready.
Okay, good. We have to go to a break shortly. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back and
don't miss being here.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. In March, in New York City, we are doing a weekend course, Say Yes to Your Life. You're invited. It's March 8th through 10th. And Sandy will be coming to Hamburg, very close to you, for the Freedom to Breathe Day on April 4th, and Creativity and Intuition the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yes, I look forward to that.
Yeah, we look forward to it, too.
Well, we get to see you in Costa Rica before then, though.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Yippee-doo. So, are you starting to... I just wanted to come back around to this thing about receiving what your boyfriend has to give. Like, when he comes and works wholeheartedly in your shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... It's not about giving your gratitude. In a certain respect, it's about receiving what he has to give is also a form of giving on your part.
Okay.
He wants to make a difference. He wants to make a difference in your life. And the best way that he can make a difference from his point of view is to support you in what you're up to.
So if he comes in and at the end of the day or during the day, you feel like a greater version of you than you would be if he weren't there and he weren't doing things, what a better way to give it? What a better gift?
That's true. It is. Great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you. It was really, really great hearing the two of you today.
Thank you.
It was really, really great having you with us.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. We have another caller. Should we take her?
Yes, we should. Andrea.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good to hear you.
Thank you. You going to tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Switzerland.
Yippee!
From Basel, Switzerland, yes.
Very nice. North country.
Is it snowing in Basel, Switzerland?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I hope for some snow. I hope for it. I love it. But it's very warm usually in Basel, so we don't have snow very much or very often.
I know that. See, I learn new things each day.
That's cool. I just enjoyed listening to the show, and it was just wonderful to listen to you talking to Sani and Tanya. And I got, with that question you asked, do you know that you are a leader? That was a good one, because I was just like, I sometimes don't know that, and I sometimes do. It depends on, I don't know exactly on what it depends.
Well, it
sometimes
depends.
I just know it and it doesn't.
I'll tell you some of the things knowing that can depend on, or we will.
Mm-hmm.
Inertia. When you have a certain level of inertia in your life.
Do you know what inertia means?
No.
Good. Inertia is when it's like, it's in physics, they say a body at rest tends to remain at rest unless acted upon by an outside force. So if you're still, it takes energy to move you past your stillness to get it going in your life.
So sometimes you may have an impulse. You'll see somebody, and we know you're a music teacher, so you may have an impulse to say, I think you'd really love a singing lesson with me. Or, I'd like to have a date with you. Or, I think you would love these workshops I do on living in the moment. Or, the restaurant down the street is the best I've eaten at. Would you like to go? Or do you want the information? There's an inertia that sometimes happens where we've gotten still, we've gotten stopped, we've gotten stilted, and it takes a little extra
effort, force,
push from you inside to breach that gap that's created out of your inactivity.
Yeah. That's so good. We're talking about this because I was in the other day and I was seeing someone I knew from school, and I wanted to talk to that lady, and somehow I didn't. And then I was talking to myself about why I didn't, or why I should, or should I go over, and it takes a lot of energy then.
Yes.
Did
you look and see why you didn't want to speak to her?
I was, no, not really.
Were you afraid she'd judge you?
Yes. Yes.
You know, sometimes most times, those concerns are unfounded. But when we have our attention on ourselves, our attention goes back historically. It tells us all of our shortcomings. It has nothing to do with reality.
And the conversation in our head is very suppressive, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So we suppress ourselves because of the idea that other people won't be interested in hearing what we have to say. So we say no before we ever try.
Yeah, which actually goes back, if you're listening to the first segment with Tanya, I'm certain that after she's had a disagreement with her husband, she has an idea that he doesn't want to hear or it's a no. So she doesn't, fully express herself with passion, and he gets diverted. She's measured. She's trying to do it right. If you're trying to do your life right, you have your attention on you, not on taking care of the person in front of you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So it's not like when we're talking about being a leader, I had the wrong idea about that. For me, that was, I don't know, it was like a negative thing, or like Sandy said, it's arrogant to say that I'm a leader. I just had a very different image of
that. When you have a client come to you to learn singing,
mm-hmm.
don't you think they're hoping to come to a leader rather than somebody who's mediocre?
Yeah.
Don't they want the best teacher they can get?
Yeah.
So that they can
so.
Say, I yeah. study with Andrea, and people are like, wow.
Yeah.
She's your teacher?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That we've all been raised in cultures of a suppressive nature, so we self-suppress to fit in.
That's right.
And that's
and Swiss is very self-suppressive. Right. You know, the color in Switzerland, the predominant colors are Loden green
and beige.
And beige or tan and black.
And gray.
And gray. Oh, I dropped one out.
Oh, thank
sorry.
You. We wouldn't want to leave out gray.
I'm wearing a gray jacket. Yeah, perfect.
You know,
that's true.
It's people don't want to be seen.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, and Switzerland,
yeah.
because of its geographical location and in the mountains, has been basically safe because other invading countries don't want to have to climb the mountains to fight you.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, over historically. Nowadays, they have machinery that can do it, but...
You know, we're looking at the theme of you have to give it to get it, and I was thinking about a Monday Night Alive we did back in December. Shai and I had just come back from a fishing trip, and I had gotten a bug and had gotten really sick and been up. I was wretched. I spent the night barfing. I was just really uncomfortable. So the next day, I was still recovering. I was a little uncomfortable.
And we had to go into the city to do the Monday Night Alive.
I knew that I was over it, so I wasn't going to be getting people sick, but I still had a lot of physical sensation going on, and I wasn't, you know, sitting up was a thing. And I got into mm-hmm. that room, and we sat up there, and we started talking to people. My tension went off of myself, and by the end of the evening, I felt awesome. It was
wow.
awesome. You know, when you give fully of yourself, it's really rejuvenating, and it's going back to the theme of passion. A lot of people are out there looking, you know, I want to find my passion in my work. Well, you want your passion? Give passion to every little thing you do, including minutia.
Right. You know, people are mm-hmm. waiting for the circumstances to be right before they fully self-express themselves and or are fully self-expressive. It's like saying to the fireplace, you give me heat and I'll light you.
Yeah.
Rather than you light the fire, and then it will give you heat.
And I really
yeah.
like that Monday night example of me, because I often think sometimes people don't physically feel well, or they've had a day that's been bumpy, and then they think, well, you know, I can't share with anybody about, say, transformation until I get better. And it's really the mm-hmm. opposite. When you share possibilities with people, whether it's your music or transformation or whatever you're passionate about, when you share of yourself,
then you get back in touch with the brilliance, the genius of what it is that transformation is.
And then better happens to you as a byproduct of being here.
That's right. And when you share it, you get it. So you have to get
yeah.
back in touch with what it was like when you were transformed, your experience of being in the moment. You have to get back into the moment to get that experience back, to share it. So it's an easy way to bring you back to the current moment of your life and get you out of the funk of your mind.
Yeah, I've experienced that. Also, when I share with my students,
stuff about singing and how I experience singing, or how my voice developed itself over the years. I always get inspired about my job. All the time. That's
yes,
that's very true.
Well,
yeah.
Even as you're talking about it right now, your voice is taking on a whole different tone. You just touched it, and you re-inspired yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's so cool.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, you
wow.
are a community leader, and you do make a difference in the lives of the people around you when you stop worrying about how you're doing and take mm-hmm. your attention off of you and give your attention to other people.
And we often meet people in our Homburg courses that are coming to meet us for the first time out of their experience of you.
Yes, absolutely.
And
yeah.
What that's about is that you have selflessly given of yourself to offer people possibilities, not so that you'll get anything, but because you have something of value to give. Transformation is yours. It's not Ariel and Shia's. It's yours. People would never make it all the way from Switzerland down to a weekend, making the time investment, the money investment, the travel investment, if they didn't have an experience of you.
And who you are really is somebody that they can see themselves being, and they want some of that.
Oh, by the way,
there
are those of you listening to this who talk to people about your experience of transformation for a long time. They may have been resistant or unresponsive, and then you think, oh, well, I must not be in my experience or something wrong with me. It was very interesting. Last month, there was a fellow who came to a Monday Night Alive that our friend Madhu had been sharing.
For 2 years, he's been inviting him to a Monday Night Alive, and the fellow finally showed up.
And he blogged about it and blogged about his experience of having been there that evening. And his experience was profound. It's just that he was consumed with other things in his life.
And the other piece of it is that people cannot imagine what they don't already know. So if they haven't had an experience of transformation, they will not be able to get what you're saying unless they have an experience of transformation through you.
So,
seeing how you're being, there'll be something there that they'll want.
I know we have less than a minute left. Two things. One, Shine, I really want to thank you for calling in today. Thank our other callers. Thank our listeners. And want to end with this idea that you cannot do your life wrong. Just go out and express yourself. Really give of yourself. It's an incredible blessing. You absolutely underestimate yourself, each of you. You underestimate yourself. So you are a gift. So go out and give it. Thanks for being with us. Come on back.
And don't miss
Thank you.
Being here.
Yeah, don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.